Strange Adventure. The two bandits lashed their tired horses and raced across the desert toward the Rocky Hills. Behind them, the sheriff and his posse kept up the grim and dogged pursuit. Johnny Steele dared a backward glance, then yelled to the other outlaw.
They're gaining on us. We'll have to get into Rebel River Canyon.
The thought of the steep walls of the canyon that confined the river like a prison cell always brought a chill to Gil Shad. He hated Rebel River and wished he and Johnny had picked another place for their hideout. But with the posse hot on their heels for robbing a stagecoach and killing the driver, Rebel River Canyon made a refuge that could be easily guarded, especially with the ammunition and dynamite they'd stored there. Rebel River earned its name. The rules that controlled other rivers were unable to cope with this strip of mutinous water. The bed where it tumbled and swirled today might be dry tomorrow while it raided and gutted new lands. It even rebelled at its canyon. Instead of flowing through and out the gorge, its turbulent waters disappeared into a great hole. The bandits reached the river and raced along its bank. The sweat-covered, jaded horses faltered in their maddened pace. Still they pressed on into the canyon and along the narrow bank of the river. As they approached the spot in the canyon where the river dropped into the chasm, the outlaws pulled their horses to a halt. Here the trail was too narrow and too rocky for their mounts. They leaped from their saddles and fled along the ledge that bordered the river. Johnny burdened with the two heavy bags of stolen gold. Panic-stricken and terrified, Gil Shad followed his companion toward the cave that afforded them a stronghold. The posse pulled up and started shooting. Bullets crashed and ricocheted around the fleeing men. Then the men of the posse took to their feet and hurried along the riverbank. Johnny and Gil neared the canyon's mouth and followed the narrow ledge around the hole into which the Rebel River disappeared. Gil looked back at the half score of men clambering up the rocks toward them.
Hey, what do we do now? We can't shoot all of them as they skirt that hole. And if we climb the walls of the canyon, we'll be perfect targets for them.
Johnny raced to a small cave and brought out an open case of dynamite.
Here, help me get caps and fuses on this. We'll set it off on each side of the canyon. It'll blow up enough of the cliffs to dam up this gorge between us and the posse. Then anybody climbing over, it'll be a dead pigeon.
Nervous fingers worked hurriedly at the explosives, and the posse was almost upon them when Johnny finally lit the short fuse. Then the bandits ran toward the end of the canyon. They had covered but half the distance when a roaring boom bounced against the high walls of the gorge. The cliffs behind them crumbled, but they didn't block off the canyon. They choked the hole into which Rebel River disappeared, and the river was rebellious to the last. It rushed through the canyon, flooding the gorge where the bandits were trapped, as if getting revenge on the ones who had dared to change the course of its mighty roaring waters. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Cratter and inviting you to listen to The Outcast, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.